Jean-Luc, a poem. Captain Picard, my father, make it so. Number one, he's bald, the way it should be. He's Troy steady, not easily angered but by data. His clothes always wharf right up. Very relatable. Everyone respects him, values his opinions, LaForged in the fires of experience. He is the sum of his team. A warrior who speaks Klingon with spit. Rarely in love. The occasional crusher. French for some reason. A traveler. Brave and professional. Smarter than your average admiral. The Borg just had to have him. Takes chances, respects life, and got to warp 10. I nonetheless consider him a true and valued friend. It's your boy Tim, it's Tim time. Did you know Tim Tim was a Trekkie? And not like original Star Trek? Wasn't into that. But Next Generation, it was like watching a movie every episode. It was an hour long. It was on Fox, so I could get it with the bunny ears. We didn't have cable. And like at one point they were on every day, so I basically got to go to the movies every day with Captain Picard and the crew. So I wrote this poem because, one, Patrick Stewart lives in my neighborhood, I think. I've yet to see him. I want to see him so bad. I think I would weep publicly and embarrass myself. He'd be the only one. Maybe Conan O'Brien. I would also embarrass myself with him. But he's in my neighborhood, so we're close here. Two, he's a very fatherly figure, I think, and so I just went there. I was like, what if he was my dad? And I wrote a poem, and I wrote this line in the middle of the poem that was, he is the sum of all his crew. And that got me into thinking, what if I put their last names, the last names of his crew, or the names, some sort of reference to the crew members, into the poem at various points? Could I do it? And I totally did it. There's old school crew in there. There's, you know, I think I got everybody. I got like all the stars in there. So that's the poem. That's how I did it. I love Star Trek.